Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us today, as we do celebrate Jesus' ascension, comes to us from both the first reading from the book of Acts in the first chapter. We heard in verse 9, and when he, that is Jesus, had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. From the epistle reading from Ephesians chapter 1, it said that he, that is God the Father, worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he, that is God the Father, put all things under his feet, that is Jesus, and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. This is God's word. One of the great things about kids is their sense of imagination. When they play, they play. And they play the parts of kings and queens, princes and princesses, giant monsters, professional athletes, you name it. One of my favorite things in the world when I was about 5 years old was a huge cardboard refrigerator box that my parents let me have down in the basement. And with some markers and a pair of scissors, it became the Batcave, my headquarters for crime-fighting operations. Children dream about the possibilities, and the sky is the limit. And then we get older, and reality starts to kick in. Maybe I'm not going to be president after all. The odds that I'm going to play for the Cavs look pretty slim. My opening night on Broadway looks less and less likely. Or you climb the professional ladder and then one day you realize I've gone as high as I'm ever going to get. And from that point, you just try to hang on. Same goes for health. You grow for a while in height and strength, then it becomes a matter of maintenance. Then it becomes a matter of, you look good for your age. So the further along you get in life, the less you think about possibilities, and the more you gear yourself for survival. Now, not all of this is bad. With age and experience comes wisdom, and along the way, people discover that becoming king of the hill, whatever that means in your case, isn't what you thought it would be. You come to see that the best things in life are simple gifts, family, friends, the church, the good news about Jesus. There's no need for the lifestyle of the rich and famous. A simple meal with loved ones will do just fine. But I do not want to give the wrong impression. The good news about Jesus does not teach you to expect less out of life. The good news about Jesus actually restores adventure and wonder to world-weary hearts. The good news about Jesus, open your eyes to the opportunities that are all around you. There's no reason to think that your best days are behind you. A bright future is truly ahead. Doors are opening all around us. Better things are on the way. How do I know that? Like the song says, the Bible tells me so. Now that same Bible won't let us be foolish or naive. It tells us that human nature is never going to improve no matter how many laws we pass. When I look at myself in the mirror of God's Word, not to mention my own conscience, I'm painfully aware that sin is real and it lives in me. I want to do good. I don't. The evil I don't want to do, I end up doing. It's frustrating. But there is hope. More than that, there is confidence and innocence and reason to expect that the best is yet to come. Why? Because Jesus has ascended. He has ascended into heaven. He has ascended to the throne of God. He has been crowned King of Kings and Lord of all. Do you understand what a big deal this is? Well, Jesus is God. Yes, true. And Jesus is King. Yes. And at the very same time, He is one of us. Our brother, a man from Nazareth, has been promoted. A member of the family has ascended straight to the top. Someone who knows your sorrows, your frustrations, your temptations is now the chief executive of heaven and earth. And that bodes very, very well for your future. It's better than working for the company owned by your relative. It's better than being the son or daughter of the coach. The one person who rules all things happens to be your best friend. And he's made it to the top and has every intention of bringing you along with him. The author C.S. Lewis tried to paint a picture of this in his book, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Using the language of fantasy and fairy tale, he presents the story of salvation in an allegory. The ruler of a kingdom called Narnia, a majestic lion, lays down his life in order to break the dark magic. And then when he rises to life, Narnia is restored and four children are crowned and seated on thrones in the kingdom. And what C.S. Lewis was trying to tell us is that we are those children. If you dare to accept it, this is your future. How do I know that? The Bible tells me so. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, it says, if we have died with Jesus, we will also live with Him. If we endure, we will also reign with Him. We will reign with Him. And if it's true that what you believe about your future changes your present, then this is jet fuel for your soul. This is fuel for living everyday life in an amazing way. And here's how it works. When you were baptized, you received a royal garment. A garment designed and woven by the perfect life, sacrificial death, and comeback victory of Jesus. This robe of rightness with God, created by your Savior, covers you, and it counts for you. As you wear this clothing, as you live in it, it signals to everyone, including yourself, who you are. You are part of the royal family. And when you truly think about how much it cost Jesus to give you this attire, it makes you want to live up to that royal status. What marvelous love the Father has extended to us. Just look at it. We are called children of God. And that's who we really are. So go ahead. Embrace the future. Consider the possibilities. Walk through the doors that are opening. Your friend, Jesus, has ascended to the throne of his Father, and he's now in charge of all things and is ruling with you in mind. And since he wore a crown of thorns, you will wear a crown of life. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, King Jesus, you have ascended not simply to go back home, but to ascend to the throne of your Father and to rule over all things for the sake of the gospel. That means that you, who have ultimate power and glory, not only know the intimate details of our lives, but are controlling all things for our good. This is great, great news. Lord Jesus, it is so important that we know that you died in order to forgive us, that you rose again to grant us eternal life. But never let us forget that your ascension means that you are ruling everything for us, and that our story is wrapped up in yours, that you have every intention of bringing us along with you into full glory and majesty. For this gift, we can only thank and praise, serve and obey you. Amen.